You're listening to SBS News.
The second day of Julian Assange's extradition hearing began with allegations of what had happened to the Australian after he left the dock on day one. The court was told Mr. Assange was handcuffed 11 times, stripped naked twice, and put in five different holding cells. It was also claimed he'd had his legal documents taken away from him. His father, John Shipton, is upset.
It's very distressing, and we expect our government to act to ensure that the treatment of Julian is humane and that his human rights are obeyed.
The judge said she has limited powers to act but expects fair treatment of those in custody. Mr. Assange's lawyers are challenging the US assertion that he acted recklessly by publishing secret government documents. They claim the so-called floodgates were not opened by WikiLeaks, but by Guardian journalists who published a password to access the data, and by a US-based website that was first to publish the unredacted files. The court heard Mr. Assange and a colleague tried to warn then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton what was about to happen. Sarah Harrison is a former WikiLeaks editor.
All of the US Department of State cables, we have intelligence that they are about to be put on the web, unredacted, not by us. And I would like to speak to her about this.
Jennifer Robinson, Julian Assange's lawyer, has told SBS Mr. Assange has clearly been singled out.
The widespread and widely publicised suggestion, and that included in the US indictment, that Julian Assange recklessly put lives at risk is absolutely false, and it's great that it came out in court today.
But that doesn't change the fact that the documents were still put online by WikiLeaks. That's what the United States will say, surely.
Only after they had been published by numerous other websites, including in the United States, who have not faced prosecution.
Lawyers for the WikiLeaks founder described the case against him as lies, lies and more lies, adding that some claims are utter rubbish. But the US doesn't need to show that Julian Assange is guilty for him to be extradited. It just has to show that there's a case that needs answering. They say his actions endangered informants and dissidents in the Middle East. James Lewis, representing the United States government, has told the court Mr. Assange is being prosecuted for what he did. He did what the newspapers would not do without redaction. The hearing continues. Nikki Canning, SBS News.